When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
All right, you got to be kidding me. Shalene, you're amazing. I just sent a message to someone in my organization, left a message for someone else saying it's time. It's time for me to learn the presentation. I found the slides. Is there a module? Is there some help? I'm watching videos on YouTube. I'm watching other ones from our back office. This timing, I don't know what it is, but sister, you got it. Thank you. Every bit of content you put out is exceptionally useful to me. And I know it's exceptionally useful to my people, my teams, and the people that I work with. So thank you so much for all you do. And I'm keeping on following you. Have a great, 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 great day, great week, great life.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
Nice. Well, get ready to be inspired, everybody. Today, you're going to hear from someone who, maybe like you, was in a position where their income felt like it was limited by the number of hours they needed to be in person with their clients. So think of like hairdressers, massage therapists, personal trainers, doctors, lawyers, therapists. With most of these types of professions, you know, you spend a lot of money getting your degrees, your credentials, only to realize even when you're a business for yourself, unlike other businesses where if you just kind of are smarter about it, you'll make more money. When you're in a service industry, you realize the cap is the number of hours that you're willing to work, right? Because there's only you. Well, today, my guest, Greg Todd, is a physical therapist, went to the Marketing Impact Academy, and just, this is like my favorite kind of story. It's like someone who just, they just needed like a little bit of information. And just as I've said many, many times, my most successful students are not the people who go through Marketing Impact Academy from start to finish. They're the people who get a few lessons under their belt and boom, they're off to the races and making money, honey. And then they use the Marketing Impact Academy to go back as a reference, as a resource when they're at that next level of development in their business. They're like, yeah, I wonder how I do webinars, or I wonder how I create an academy, or I wonder how I run Facebook ads. It's there for you. But I just want to reiterate that before you listen to the story, because so many of you, I hear from you like, I want to do the Marketing Impact Academy, but how long is it? I don't know if I have enough time. It's like, dude, if you're a doer and you're the kind of person that doesn't like finish things, this is for you. I didn't design it for you to finish it. I designed it to get you started, to get you making money and to give you a place to go back and reference so you don't have to buy a million other programs or get distracted in the process. All right, so you're about to meet one of my all-time favorite students who's just gone on to have incredible success. This is my favorite thing is when someone who started with me in one of my academies goes on to do such huge things that I can't wait to inspire other people with their story. Like he is now teaching other people how to do what it is he's done. This is Greg Todd, physical therapist based out of Florida, but serving people around the world. And this is going to work for you too if you're in a similar situation. So get ready to be inspired. But let's start by talking about mindset. What mindset did you have to overcome in order to just believe that it was possible to not be trading your time for money?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is we all have an identity that we carry from either the work or the title that we have. Mm-hmm. So for me, my title was a physical therapist, right? Mm-hmm. I've been a physical therapist since 2001. And I take honor in knowing that people come to see Greg, the physical therapist. Mm-hmm. And when I go on vacation, I took honor in knowing that, oh, they're not going to come in because Greg's not here. Mm-hmm. All of my self-worth was tied up in me being that service provider. And that's all fine and dandy until, you know, stuff hits the fan. And for me, that initially was my health and me working tons and tons of hours as a physical therapist. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, having autoimmune issues that then turned into just a myriad of other problems and not being able to do that anymore. And then I realized that my identity is gone.
What was it? Was there a moment, and what year was it, where you're like, okay, something has to change? And did you first consider changing professions or just changing the way you were doing it?
I initially considered changing professions. Mm-hmm. I actually, at one point, just, you know, I had two clinics at that time, and I thought, you know what, maybe I should just step away, sell the practices, because I just didn't know of any other way to do it in that industry.
Yeah.
So at least for me at that point, I was like, well, I could sell my clinics. I can make some money off of that. Let's see if we can figure out what's wrong with me and then make a comeback.
I wonder how many people, whether they are in a similar business or not, have had that thought, like, okay, this is too much. Maybe I could just sell it and step away and like go find an igloo in Alaska.
You know, the crazy thing about it, Shalene, I mean, look, there's thousands. I think the answer to that is there's maybe tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, most people aren't in that predicament. They're working for someone.
Oh,
so
true.
So they're just like, you know, either I just have to go on disability or I have to just keep on grinding through until something really bad happens and I just can't work. At least for me, I had that option. And then I decided, wait a minute, this is still not a good option. So let me see if I can change the way I do things. And that's really what I did.
Do you primarily help people who already have a practice to figure out how to do this online? Or are you also helping people who are maybe working for somebody else, but they have a skill set that they could take online?
I think 80% is the latter, 20% is the former.
Interesting.
Yeah. Right. So a lot of people just don't believe that they can be an entrepreneur. They don't believe that they have, I mean, that's the reason why we got into healthcare, right? Is to not be an entrepreneur. Okay. And so I have shown many people that you actually can do this. And as we are in a new decade, like there's just so many ways that you can bring value to people and you don't always have to do it standing in front of them.
Let me ask you some rapid fire questions and then we'll kind of do this in the right order. But just so I can hold on to people's interest right now.
Yeah.
Yes or no? Is what we're about to talk about, could I translate that into my own life if I'm a massage therapist?
Yes.
If I'm a lawyer?
Yes.
If I'm a chiropractor?
Yes.
If I'm a midwife?
Yes.
If I'm a therapist?
Yes.
If I'm a dog trainer?
Yes.
All right. Now everybody's listening, right? Okay. So the first thing you had to do was adjust your mindset. And what was it or what did you see that made you realize, okay, maybe I could take this online?
Okay. So there's a couple things. I think number one is I had to think of all of the times people said in the clinic to me, mm-hmm. I wish I could take you home with me. Mm. And it wasn't for my hands. I had to think of all the times that people said to me, gosh, didn't you tell me that before? Or I had to tell them the same thing over and over and over and over again.
Yes.
Thought of all those things. And I just had to think about all the times that people said, I wish I could do this with you, but I just don't have the time to come back to your facility on this day.
Mm.
And once I realized those like three main things, I realized, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, like there are so many things that I can bring to the table for people, you know, and still serve them and benefit them and help them without me having to physically be in front of them.
That's your positive mindset at play. Will you share with us some of the negative thoughts and, you know, maybe negative beliefs that you had, but you had to dismiss them when you were thinking about this opportunity?
Yeah. What would happen if I did it? What if it actually worked? Because if it worked, wait a minute, that means they won't need me anymore.
I see.
Oh my gosh, wait a minute. This is going to be cheaper. And
I see.
Am I actually bringing down my value and my worth? What would my colleagues think if I start to do this? Are they going to say that I'm doing something that is not in the traditional way and they're going to say that I'm unethical?
Or a sellout. That's another thing I always remember worrying that people would think I was a sellout if I was doing consumer videos.
Right. Yeah. I mean, all of those things. And it just comes down to, it comes down to this, at least, you know, to me, it comes down to a lot of times we say, oh my gosh, we want to help so many people. Well, if you really do, then I don't think there's any better way than to do it this way. If you want to honor your family while you're helping people, well, you have to figure out ways that you're not always physically trading your time for money. So which one do we really want? What's more important?
Wow. It's so difficult, though, to start to do the work because, Greg, in this moment, part of the reason why you needed to make a change is because you were so in demand and so busy and so overwhelmed where it doesn't feel like there's an extra hour to fit in one more client. How in the world do you then go, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll scrape out a whole bunch of extra time to go in this new direction. Like, how did you approach that?
The first thing is I got help.
Okay. What does that mean? Break that down for us.
Look, I've always valued my time, Shalene, always. Mm-hmm. And so I knew that if I'm going to go into this online world or whatever it was, like I was willing to pay for help. And is there anyone out there that has done something like this that can show me the way so that I can collapse my time? So like to me, that's the first thing, you know, because time has always been of massive value to me. I have four kids. My wife wants my time. And so like, I don't have time to play around. So right. I knew for sure that I was going to get help and I was going to get that in the form of coaching. That's where I was introduced, you know, to you. I think the second thing is that I knew that I needed to build a team of people. And I honestly had a team of three virtual assistants before I made a penny online.
Wow. You hear this over and over and over again, and we don't want to believe it. We think maybe I'm different. Maybe I'm the one that needs to make more money before I invest in help. I'll do that, hiring that virtual assistant when I can afford to, but I need to be able to support it first. But you keep hearing this message, ladies and gentlemen, over and over and over again. And the successful people who you want to be in their shoes, that's the common thread through all of our stories is I had to hire help, and that meant a team to support me and help in terms of like someone who's done it before me. I love the phrase that you use to collapse the time that it's going to take. Like that's just what smart people do. Like go to the expert and say, okay, show me how to do this because I ain't got time to play.
Right. I mean, and also just having the expectations that this is going to work. It's going to work, right? It's going to work. And if you know it's going to work, then you start asking yourself a different question. Like how much money am I spending not knowing how to do this? Like how much money am I leaving on the table? How many people am I not impacting because I don't have the team? Like if you really believe it's going to work, then it's not an issue. I think it really did help that I had a business before and I just knew that there's a cost to doing business.
Yeah.
Like that's just it. And you have to be willing to pay the price.
Would you say to those people who are very much in the position that you were, like overwhelmed, too many hours, I don't even have enough time to take care of myself right now, would you say to them that you have to slow down? Like you're going to have to step back a little bit to give this your attention if you want to go forward?
I think in everything, if you want to take the next four steps ahead, you usually have to take a step back.
What does that mean financially? Like, just let's be real about it. Like, was that hard? Like, what did that mean financially? And what did that mean, like, mentally? Like, walk us through that moment where you're like, oh, God, I know I have to do this.
Yeah. I mean, here, I'll tell you. 2016, when I really started to get into coaching online. Financially, that was taking programs, that was going to events, that was hiring a virtual team of three full-time people before I made a dollar. Last year, Shalene, that was me spending $250,000 on a live event in order to eventually make $1.9 million from the event.
Hey, now.
Like, Like, that's what it looks like. I mean, it's like, you have to do that.
You today, have to invest. You had to invest your money and your time. And I think we're doing people a disservice if we don't point out, which seems to me the obvious, but I don't know if it is to everyone, is if I walk you all the way back to what makes the difference between you, Greg, and someone else who wants to do the same thing and has been talking about it for years and maybe has even come to my events or done Marketing Impact Academy. The difference is the thing that you just said, it's going to work. Like, so you do have that positive mindset. Like, you believe things are going to work out. Have you always been a positive person who believes optimistically that things are going to work out in my favor? I believe this is going to work.
I mean, I think I have been a positive person mm-hmm. for most of my life. I don't think that I had a lot of belief in myself mm-hmm. for all of my life. Here, can I tell you this real quick? This happened at your event.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm at your event in 2016 mm-hmm. and I'm sitting all the way. This is the second day and I'm sitting all the way to the left side of where the stage was. And right in front of me was the guys from Kajabi.
Mm-hmm.
And my younger brother was with me. I invited him to come with me to the event, right? I tapped Kenny on his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Chalene, at this point, I think I made like $4,000 online, if that, at this point, mm-hmm. maybe even less. And I tapped him on the shoulder and said, hey guys, you know, how are you? My name is Greg Todd, blah, 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 blah. I said, listen, I want to tell you something. I'm going, every single thing that I've done today, I told them what I was going to do.
Wow.
I told them that. Now,
accountability.
Now they looked at me and they're just like, okay, you know, you know, they're nice guys, right? So, but you know, it's like, you've got to believe and you've got to say it to people so that you build up integrity. I think a lot of people, like, they don't have personal integrity. And even for me, I don't always have personal integrity, which is when I say I'm going to do something and I don't tell anyone and then I just don't do it, right? Okay. But I think most people have integrity, meaning that, Chalene, if I say, hey, I'm going to like do something for you, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Right? Because I told you. And so it's not that I'm cocky or arrogant. It's just that I know that I'm human. And I know that a lot of times I don't want to follow through if I don't tell people.
Yeah.
So for me, I tell people, look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to create a virtual staffing team. We're going to do this. I'm going to create an agency. I'm going to do this. I'm going to help so many people in the Philippines. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And we did it all. But I knew that I told those guys, even though I didn't know them well, I told them. And I think a lot of times, you know, people don't understand, like you've got to hold yourself accountable to others. You got to hold yourself accountable to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to believe. If not, then you're right. You're going to only wait until you get the money for you to invest. You're only going to wait until this happens and it never happens.
That's right. It never happens. Today, you are on a mission to help other, we can say healthcare providers, but frankly, as I've just gone through that list of people who are currently, maybe you're even working for yourself, or maybe you're working for another entrepreneur or a business, but you have to see people. People think of seeing you in person to benefit from your gifts, your talents, the things that you do, whether you're a lawyer, or a massage therapist, a dog trainer, what have you. But initially, if I'm not mistaken, initially what you did is you wanted to serve your clients and then reach the people who couldn't come in to see you. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. So right. What did exactly. that look like? Because I know it's evolved since then. Now what's really cool is like you're paying it forward and you're teaching other people. Okay. Here's how you can do this too. But what did it look like at first when you were taking care of your clients and from a virtual standpoint?
Yeah. So how it looked initially was in physical therapy. When people finish their physical therapy regimen, right? They sprain their ankle, hurt their knee, et cetera, et cetera. What's traditional is that we would send them home with literally this thing called a home exercise program. It's just a piece of paper. Yep. It's got like six different exercises on it. It's total garbage. It's like crazy.
Well, it's better than what a lot of people are doing. A lot of therapy, I mean, I've been to plenty of therapists where they just kind of tell me what to do or don't tell me if I haven't asked. And they just want you to come back the next week because they're so busy. They even haven't even created a handout.
It's either that or it's what I was doing, you know, and it's just not good. So I was just like, you know what? Why don't I take the things that are on the paper and actually do them, you know, on a video? It's just better. I just know that like the video, I can describe what I'm actually doing.
So if I were to watch a video, am I seeing you do this on a client or are you doing this so that I could do it to myself?
I'm actually doing it so that you can do it to yourself. So this is this was typically when like when it gets to the point where they're going to be discharged, right? And so that's how I started. Like that was the first thing that I did.
Okay.
And then the second thing that I did was, it was 2008 actually. And I was linked up with a group of physicians that were doing these weight loss programs at their office. Now, I wasn't part of their weight loss programs, but they had no exercise at all. Like that was with their weight loss programs. All right. That's for a whole nother day. But I said to them, so could I possibly do this for your clients? And all I did, this is 2007. This is pre-iPhone. There was like, I think there was a Palm Pilot back then, but basically like phones didn't even have like cameras on it. But what I did is I just used one of those pocket cameras and I started to just video myself or one of my assistants at my office doing the exercises. And we put them, Shalene, on these like blank DVD players. And that's what we gave to them. Like, wow. That's how I started.
Yeah. You just started. You made it messy. Yeah.
Yeah. It was ghetto. I mean, it was so ghetto, but you know what? It worked. And, and then from there I saw, you know what? It's better than giving them nothing. Right. And then I started putting it on YouTube and I just made them unlisted videos on YouTube.
Okay.
And then I started with another company that was doing exercise workout, you know, videos. Mm-hmm. And then I just kind of just continue to build from there. And just, I mean, at one point I was serving nearly 400 customers online.
Just to kind of like really get into the nuts and bolts of this. So if I'm a physical therapist and I'm creating these protocols for clients to watch and to kind of either do self-care after the fact or home care, et cetera. Did you have categories like, okay, so I know that the majority of the people who are coming to see me, it's for lower back or it's for ACL or MCL, mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever. Like, did you have buckets or were you creating individual personalized plans for each client? I can't imagine.
I mean, initially, Shalene, I was creating individualized ones. And then I realized, wait a minute, I just created the same darn thing for someone 3 weeks ago.
So would you tell people not to do that?
I would tell people not to do that.
Okay.
I tell them not to do that. But also, I'm going to say this because I know healthcare professionals. They think that everyone needs to be individualized. Mm-hmm. So if you have to individualize stuff to get started,
okay,
fine, just do it. Okay.
I feel you.
But then over time, you're going to realize, wait a minute, like pretty much all of my knee clients fall into either this category or this category. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then that's it. And then you really stop trading time for money. Because you've already done it before and you give it up. I mean, at the end of the day, all people online are doing is selling their systems. That's it.
Eventually, were you able to market that to people who were not your clients in Florida, that you were able to reach people globally?
Yep. I actually have a program right now that initially I started in Tampa Bay at my clinics. Mm-hmm. And now we have it pretty much in like, I don't know, probably 15 states. You know, people have used it.
What is the 2120 health challenge? Tell me what that is.
Okay. So over the last 4 years, I have been able to help over 700 healthcare professionals start their first business. And I took people that I believe were a lot like myself, people that went into healthcare to not be an entrepreneur. Like we are as anti-sales, anti-marketing, anti-business as they come, right?
Right.
And so because of like kind of what I've been able to train people with over the last couple years, I was like, no, I know there's so many people that want what business can give to them, but they just don't know where to start. So what I did is I created a challenge. And I created kind of a goal for 2020 that I wanted to help 2020 healthcare professionals, right?
Okay.
So I created this thing called the 21 Days in 2020, 2120 Healthcare Challenge.
Okay.
And what we do is I just take people through for 21 days, the mindset, the skills, and kind of the process of how you stop trading time for money.
You're stepping them into it. I love that you start with mindset.
Just getting them started, you know, and just showing them that you don't really have a choice. Like, look, you're not going to win this way that you've been doing. And they're like, oh my gosh, that's the reason why I feel this way. This is the reason why I feel like I'm on a hamster wheel. I just feel like I call it the healthcare hamster wheel. You're just going nowhere fast and it's no good. So I start with mindset. I show them, you know, the different type of markets that are out there. And then I kind of go into, look, you got to learn these skills, sales, marketing, understanding the entire business cycle. And then after that, I show them, okay, now let's talk about how you're going to build your first product, you know, online, or at least build a product to where you're not always having to physically be there to service the people.
Do you find that many people don't even believe that it will replace their current full-time income, but they're doing it maybe just, oh, maybe this will just be a little something extra on the side. If I sell a couple of these or a few people buy it, that would be cool if it paid for my electricity. Do you find a lot of people go into it giving themselves that permission or?
Yeah, I mean, they have to, you know, I mean, most people do. They just don't believe it yet until it happens.
All right, we're going to take a quick break to talk about the catalyst, that thing that made the difference for Greg that could make the difference for you too. What am I talking about? The Marketing Impact Academy. Marketing Impact Academy is an online resource. It's not a course like you've heard other people do, like a 12-week course or a 4-week course or a business course. This is a resource. This is like having your mentor in your pocket. When you're ready for that next stage of development, I'm here for you. It's at your fingertips. You access everything you need when you need it from your phone. It's everything we've ever talked about, everything you could ever possibly need to take your online business from an idea to a full-blown 6, maybe even 7, maybe even 8-figure business. Now, I know that stat can sound a little overwhelming to you. Here's what I want you to know. This is not a course where you need to start it and finish it. This is a resource, which means you get in and I give you the right information, the right steps that you need to follow in the right order. And that's our secret sauce. There are a million online business courses for you to choose from. And oftentimes you're learning things that you're gonna need to know at some point. But if you do things in the wrong order, what happens is you end up wasting time and valuable money, getting distracted, confused, and overwhelmed by all the information. It is my mission to ensure that you know the right steps to do in the right order. I'm going to hold you responsible for not spending any more money until you do the thing you need to do to go to the next level. You can get in, get a few lessons under your belt, and start making money just like Greg did. And then when you're ready to scale again, you don't have to buy a new course. Everything is there for you. That's right. Lifetime access. You don't have to pay a monthly membership, and we're constantly updating the content. As a matter of fact, every single podcast from Build Your Tribe is also easily indexed inside our academy with transcripts, easy lessons to follow, everything you need from your phone. Now, we only open up registration once, sometimes twice a year, and you want to get on that list. So if you haven't already, be sure to check now and see if we're open by going to marketingimpactacademy.com to enroll today. And if for some reason, if enrollment is full, by going to the site and entering your email address, you will be first to be notified when we have additional seats open up. I would love to work with you. I would love to be able to share your success here on Build Your Tribe, as many of the success stories, the people you hear featured on this show, their success started, and I'm very proud to be able to say that their success started with the Marketing Impact Academy. What are you waiting for? Sign up today, marketingimpactacademy.com. No, really. Hit pause and go put your name on the list. Okay, back to the show.
And then they pay their light bill or they pay their water bill. They're like, wait a minute. Can this do my car bill as well? And then it turns into amazing things, you know, later on.
How often is it the thing that's stopping them is their belief that it will in some way jeopardize their accreditation or their credential or their, you know, certifying or governing body, if you will, for each particular state? Like, how often is that the thing that people go, oh, I can't do it because this?
Well, yes, I would say probably 50% of the time it's that.
Wow. And how do you address that? What's the answer?
Look at this person. I just replaced, that's just a false belief. And you just got to replace it with someone that's done it, that hasn't gotten in trouble and is helping all these people. I mean, that's really it. And to be honest with you, you know, Shalene, that's usually a cover up for them not being, they can actually do it for themselves.
And they haven't looked. Have you actually looked to see if the governing laws that, you know, are part of your certifying body, if you will? Like, have you looked further to find out if you're providing information and giving a disclaimer that it's for entertainment purposes only? I mean, we've all done that. Like, every exercise DVD that you watch in the beginning, it says, You know, you've got to check with your physician. Who's going to their physician and saying, I'd like to do, I'm thinking about doing turbo fire.
Yeah.
Doctor, do I have permission? Friggin' nobody. But you've got that disclaimer in there. And if we let those things become our obstacles, then we're building our own ceiling. We're the ones who are stopping ourselves from dreaming bigger and seeing what's possible.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you know what? I'll tell you something else. If you look at most insurance companies, like for instance, in your state, in California, pretty much every insurance company is encouraging online services.
Yes.
Because it saves them money. At the end of the day, people have to understand that we're in a game. And the game is for insurance companies is how can I take your money without having to give it back to you? That's the game. And like they want us to do this. Like they want this to work so badly so that they can actually spend less.
Yes.
Like workplaces want this so that people don't have to miss time from work. Everybody wants this. The only people that are fighting it is the healthcare professional that spent all their money, time, resources, energy to create this identity for themselves. Funny enough, when the healthcare professional actually gives in and does it, it changes their life.
Tell me how it's changed your life, Greg. I mean, just tell us where you were and where you are.
Let's go back to 2015. Why don't we do that? So 2015, I'm working 2 days a week in my practice. You know, I'm making good money. You know, I'm bringing in a salary of $120K a year. You know, it's my business and I have a partner. So, you know, we're bringing in, you know, 50 to 100K in profits each a year. It's going great.
But you're only working 2 days a week. That's not bad, if I'm hearing you correctly.
I'm working 2 days a week. And so I don't want to act like I was at, oh my gosh, I was on my last, you know, penny. That was in 2001, in 2005 when I started my business.
Okay.
But that's where I was in 2015.
Okay. At that point, like, I think the average person is going to go, I wouldn't change a thing. Dude, you're making six figures. You're working 2 days a week. That sounds pretty chill. Like, why was that not enough?
In 2015, my wife and I sat down. I was actually considering at this point going into, I guess, like a semi-retirement. Mm-hmm. And we bought our first place in Indian Shores Beach, which is about 45 minutes from south of our house, right?
Okay.
And honestly, like, I did it and I was only at the clinic 2 days a week. Mm-hmm. I was still overseeing the business, but I got bored. Just being honest, like I got bored. Like, it's not the money for me. It's having a purpose.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even the money, look, the money for what? Like the money to do something with it that creates purpose.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you know, I was in a good situation, but I knew that I had more to give the world. And so that's kind of what led me to wanting to do this and help other people to get to where I was in 2015.
If you're working 2 days a week and you've got this established practice that's taking you all this time to get there, plus, I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at, but you also have four kids and you're not living, you know, a life where it's like, okay, it's just you. You know, in order to take that, your income up, you have two options. You've got to work more. I mean, that's really, you've got one option. You've got to work more days or this option. So, right. You know, I appreciate this because I think this is what people need to hear. It's not always like I was, you know, filing for bankruptcy and I hated my life and blah, blah, blah. And then I got in a car accident. Sometimes it's just like, this doesn't feel like it's everything I was supposed to be doing.
Right. If I say, so why did you feel that compelled that this was like, there had to be a bigger purpose because of what was going on from 2010 to 2013. From 2010 to 2013, I was working like a hog.
Mm.
I was working crazy. And that's what led to all the health issues that I was going through.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, why that? Like, I got to this point now in the end of 2015 just for me and for my four kids and my wife. No, I knew that there were lots of healthcare professionals out there. Shoot, there's lots of just people straight up out there that are busting their tail that feel like they're going nowhere fast. Yes, they're making good money, but they feel terrible. They're exhausted. They can't take care of themselves. They're giving everything to their clients and their customers and nothing to themselves. And so,
yes.
I don't know, I just felt like that was pulling on me.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be able to help other people that were struggling with that. And then there was one other, you know, kind of monkey into wrench, I guess. But it was that schooling now is like 4 to 5 times more than what it was when I graduated in 2001.
Right. And so much more competitive to get in. I'm sure I wouldn't get into half the universities.
Yeah, so competitive. And my staff was telling me, Greg, people don't know the way that you've paved. So can you help them? So that's how I started. Okay. I started on YouTube and I did this and did that. And anyways, it led to me saying I wanted to now do this and help people and, you know, start to do this stuff online. And I didn't want to just like travel the country and go to schools. Like, I didn't want that. I wanted to honor my family, but at the same time, I wanted to make a bigger impact because I just felt like God had a bigger calling on my life.
All of this, yes. So where are you today? What does your life feel like? How are things different? What is your day like? How do you feel about yourself? How do you feel about your family? Tell us all the things.
Today, I have 584 people in my core program called SSPT. I've done 4 live events. This year will be my 4th live event since 2016.
Wow.
We had the first year, we had 70. The second year, we had 220. Last year, we had 480. And this year, we're expecting over 1,000.
Greg, let me take a moment and honor you. That's huge. That is so huge. That's an incredible feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Just to help the people that are being helped and the lives that are being changed for the better. It's just so awesome. Today, we homeschool our 4 kids.
Wow.
And, you know, and we vacation when we want. And we're actually taking 100 of our students to Jamaica in like 4 weeks. Like, it's just, it's crazy. It's just like, there's so many.
Wow.
It's just amazing. Yeah, life was good, but like, what else can we do? And for any of the pain, if anyone is listening to this, any of the pain that you've been through, like for me, it's like, what did you go through that for? Yeah, what is this for? It's got to be for something. And so I'm glad that I didn't settle. You know, yes, life was good, but there's a lot of people that have been helped because I decided not to settle and I decided to just replace my beliefs with something else.
Well, they say if you help enough people that, you know, all of your dreams will come to a reality. So financially, you certainly don't have to share numbers, but are things better now? I mean, obviously, from a standpoint of how you feel and like living a life with purpose, there's no doubt you've convinced us. I can hear the fire. Like, you've got me all pumped up. How have things changed from a financial standpoint versus the amount of time you're putting in?
Today, we have 4 businesses and we have real estate holdings in our 5th, you know, company. My coaching brought in 2019, right under $3 million. I have a virtual staffing agency in the Philippines that is a 6-figure, you know, virtual assistant staffing agency. And we have 37 employees there. We have, you know, an online fitness company. It's just right under 6 figures. And yeah, and I consult today at $3,000 an hour.
Dude,
things is good, you know. Life is good. I think more importantly, though, Shalene, is that it has collapsed time for all of my students. So the belief is so high. Like, there was a time when I was a physical therapist that I struggled with charging. Shoot, there was a time when I was a trainer and I struggled with charging more than $20 an hour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What does the average physical therapist make today?
I'd say between $30 and $45 an hour.
Wow.
I'd say that's what the average PT makes, but the average PT is spending, I would say, probably $130,000 to $150,000 to get their education. I've heard of some people coming out of school with over $350,000 worth of debt.
Absolutely, I can attest to that. Yeah, I mean, we get them in the academy all the time. It's a shame that we aren't getting this message out to people sooner because they often are at a place where they believed their degree would equal a certain level of comfort and security. And I think perhaps the riskiest thing that you can do is rely solely on your education and thinking that you're going to find a job, because everybody's replaceable, number one. Number two, if it's truly freedom that we want, you've got to design that. I mean, dude, look at this. Look at what you've done and the people that you've helped to do this. And you didn't have to go back to get your doctorate. You didn't have to like learn more about what you already know, like in order to have that degree. Like, you already know how to treat people. That's the amazing piece of all this.
All right, I'm going to say this, and I hope your audience doesn't get upset with me, but I'm just going to be honest. I'm just going to be honest with y'all. There's three different types of mentalities.
Mm-hmm.
There's a poor person's mentality, there's a middle class mentality, and then there's the wealth mentality.
Mm-hmm.
I've been all three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The poor person's mentality is that they believe that money is there strictly to pay bills.
Mm-hmm.
The middle class mentality, which I was stuck in for a very long time, is that education is going to take me to the top. It doesn't. I mean, it just doesn't. And the wealth mentality is we figure out how to make money pregnant and have babies for us.
Have your money make baby monies.
Yeah. I mean, we're here. And I'm getting to spend this time with you, but there's people that are going through my programs. There's people that's going through the online fitness platform. There's people that are being served. It's how do I make my investments in a technology platform where I can serve other people? How can I serve more people? Like everyone, you should be thinking, how do I serve more people? How do I bless more people? Wait, in less time. That's like one of my commandments for my groups. How can I blank? How can I serve more people? How can I affect more people in less of your time? You should be asking yourself that question every single freaking day. Every day.
You're so on fire for this. I know you have a webinar. At least my staff said you have a webinar coming up, and I hope that we can get this up in time so that people have a chance to take advantage of that. Where can we learn more? Where can people sign up for your webinar and tell us what we'll get?
The webinar is called the 2020 Formula, the2020formula.com. That's where you can sign up. Yep. And basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to show people my formula that I use to get people, whether you're in healthcare or not, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The formula that I have used for myself and the formula that I've used for the thousands of students that I've helped to get them to break away from the exclusively trading time for money trap. So I'm going to go through all of that. It's going to be awesome.
Well, that's great. I mean, I hope that people can hear, I know that they can hear your enthusiasm, but more importantly, I mean, you're just on fire to teach people how to do this. And that's how I know I've tapped into someone who's a true leader, and you will continue to be successful because you're so freaking passionate about this. You want to shake people and say, what are you doing? You can have so much more life and help so many more people. You can serve more people. I love you lead with that. You can't fail when that's the angle you take. And that is the difference between a poor man's mindset and a wealthy mindset, because you believe there's so much abundance that you want to share that with others and there's more people to serve. Greg, you are like my absolute favorite inspirational story because you're evidence that it's possible and you inspire so many people who right now have put in the work, they've got the degrees, they've done all the things, but they are kidding themselves if they think that they have freedom.
Yes. A to the men, sister. Okay, now I got to say something about you. Do you realize that every single life that I have impacted would not have happened if I didn't come into your world? Like, no, seriously. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to gas you up on your podcast. But seriously.
I'll take it.
You know, I think sometimes we just take this stuff for granted. I didn't know how to do this. Y'all, I haven't been like learning this stuff. I just started learning how to impact people online in basically late 2015, early 2016. I wasn't helping people to the masses like the way that I was until starting to learn from you. So it's just really crazy because like, hey, you know, you have a student here, you got a student here, but then it's just so worth it because it's like, wow. And I tell everybody, I'm like, man, this is where I started. Man, she set the foundation for me.
Wow. Well, my natural tendency is to brush that off and say, no, you would have found the right, you know, expert or person to help you. But because we all need that fuel so that we keep going forward, I'm going to just sit here and receive that and just say, thank you. It means the world to me.
Yeah. Honor it. Like for real. Like it's the truth. Like if you all are out there and you're kind of BSing right now, I'm telling you right now, there's people that are waiting to move forward with you. And you
That's right.
Me.
That's right. They're looking for you. You got me. I'm hooked. I want to learn how to do this for myself. Where do they go?
SmartSuccessPT.com.
SmartSuccessPT.com.
And that's my core offer. Yeah.
This is the online academy where you teach other professionals how to stop trading in their time for money and to figure how to like really make an impact with what they do and double their earnings and ultimately work less so you can live more.
Yes, because we don't get more time.
No, sir, we do not. Greg, you're awesome. Thank you so much for sharing all of this with our Build Your Tribe audience. Y'all, hit up Greg also in the socials. You can find him on Instagram. He's Greg Todd PT, just like it sounds, GregTodPT. Hit him up on Instagram. Take a screenshot of this episode. Let him know you listened. Let him know you registered for the webinar or that you've signed up for the SmartSuccessPT.com course. Just let him know that this had an impact on you, because that's how we pay it forward. And that's sometimes that's just the fuel that we need, right, Greg?
Amen. That's it, y'all. That's it.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it for you. I wanted to mention a tool that I think you're going to find incredibly useful, especially if you struggle sometimes to know what your purpose is. What is your thing? Like, what are you called to do? Why are you here? What makes you great? What makes you unique? You know what? I think you're too close to yourself to actually even see it. I think if we asked a lot of your friends and family members, they would know. But I want you to know it. I want you to declare it. I want you to see it. So I've developed this really simple questionnaire. You just download it. It's kind of like a quiz, but you're going to know all the answers to this quiz because it's a quiz about you. And when you complete it right there in your own handwriting, it's going to be perfectly clear to you what your thing is. So do me a favor. No, do you a favor and download this questionnaire. You can get it for free by going to shalene.com/my thing. And then answer the questions, and I want to hear from you. Send me an Instagram message and let me know, like, what is your thing? I'm really excited to hear, and I know you will be too. It can be life-changing and clarity-providing to know what your thing is. The same answers are going to come up over and over again when you fill out this questionnaire. It's going to be so obvious to you, and it's going to give you that boost in confidence that maybe you've been missing. All right, again, shalene.com/my thing. And I am really excited for you to do this.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.